Hey, this is Nick, and tonight I'm joined by Virginia Shields.
Hey.
And Andy Scott, who we've never had on the show here before. What's up, Andy?
Hey, how's it going?
Andy is the point man for this year's Pittsburgh Zine Fair. He's a cartoonist himself, and he is also the editor and publisher of the Andromeda Anthology.
That's right.
Yeah. Wait, tell us more about your work, Andy.
Okay, well, Andromeda was a monthly comics anthology. I started it in 2010, ran for about 2 years. It went pretty good. And due to, like, you know, just time constraints and, you know, other projects that were going on, I decided to go quarterly. So this October we'll actually be going quarterly, and it'll be like just a better, bigger publication.
Are you coinciding the launch with anything in particular?
No, nothing in particular, really. Just, I mean, I was going to try to have it ready for the zine fair, but it got kind of crazy this year, so I don't think that's going to happen.
Understood. Well, for Pittsburgh listeners out there, it would have been ready in time for PIX. However, PIX won't be happening this fall. In fact, this Pittsburgh zine fair is your indie comics show in Pittsburgh for the rest of the year.
Yeah. Not only indie comics, but also just anything, writing of any sort. We're going to be basically the small press fest, PIX, all wrapped into one.
So let's jump right in. Let's give them the particulars. If they're impatient and don't feel like listening to the rest of this, the Zine Fair is happening on September 22nd at the Carnegie Mellon University Center Gymnasium, which is how do you say that?
It's the Wiegand Gymnasium, I guess. Hmm. It's Wiegand. If that helps you.
That works for me. There's going to be a buttload of vendors. It's a huge space. It's like, you know, doubled in size since last year. If not tripled in size since last year.
Yeah, it's huge.
And nice. I guess, what are the hours, 11 to 7?
Yeah, 11 a.m. to 7 p.m., that's correct.
Okay. There's going to be programming. I mean, we'll get into all that into the episode. But that's like the basics. Did I leave anything out?
No, that pretty much sums it up for now.
Virginia, you're going to be a vendor at the Zine Fair this year.
Yes, sir. I'm very excited.
Tell me what you're hoping to get out of your experience there.
I don't know. I mean, I'm hoping that people will pick up some of my comics, certainly. But, like, what I really liked about last year was just getting to meet everybody, getting to meet different people in the community who are into comics or writing or art or, you know, pretty much anything, which is kind of what's nice about the zine fair is you get a little bit of everything. And I'm hoping to pick up a lot of good zines.
Last year's zine fair was your first comic show, right? Well, no, your first small press show.
It was my first anything, really.
Your first anything? Oh, I didn't actually know that.
Yeah. I'd never really, I had some of my comics on the internet, but I'd never actually printed them out and tried to distribute them until the zine fair.
Okay, so then PIX was, PIX last year was your second show ever.
Yes.
Oh, okay, cool.
So you're like returning home, but your home has been remodeled, and it's got like two new floors and a jacuzzi. And there's like some celebrities partying in there.
Yeah, it's going to be, I'm really looking forward to this one, you know, because it's bigger and it's going to be at CMU, and I think it's going to be pretty awesome.
Last year, the zine fair was headed up by Aaron O, and it was kind of just like a, you know, like community, like a few of us came together, volunteered to help out. Didn't really know what we were doing.
Yeah, it's pretty spontaneous.
And it was held at AIR on the north side, which was a cool space, but kind of limited.
Mm-hmm.
This year, Aaron's not involved. Andy really stepped up and took on the brunt of the work. And then along with myself, Tom Dallaire, and Elizabeth Brophy, we kind of, I don't know, like, how to say it, backed Andy up and made sure that...
made sure it was all going smoothly as possible, yeah.
Yeah, so... What was your vision that you started out with?
For this year?
Mm-hmm.
Well, this year in particular, I wanted to make it a year, of course, to make it a bigger event, have more vendors, have more visitors in general. So it was necessary to get on the CMU campus although it kind of matched up perfectly because we didn't really plan to be on CMU campus. It's just that Elizabeth Brophy, she had that connect already because she's going to school there. Goals otherwise, I thought it was just really important to start reaching out to people that maybe aren't familiar with zines or comics, because I feel that's really important, because when you go to a lot of like small press fairs, comic expos, zine fairs, what you experience there is the crowd already mostly knows what is going to be there, and they may already make zines themselves or read zines already. So it's kind of like you're preaching to the choir at most of these things. And my goal this year is to kind of reach out to, you know, the youth or students or, you know, older adults that may have no interest in zines whatsoever, but maybe they'll come and check it out and actually like what they see.
Or racquetball enthusiasts?
Yeah, that too. There's going to be racquetball courts pretty close by, so, you know.
Yeah, bring your headband, your goggles, your racquetball... What's that?
Mitch or catcher? you can work up a sweat and come read some zines. You know,
it's gonna be sweet. Just don't touch the zines when you're all sweaty.
Yeah,
that would be nasty.
Oh, you sweat on it, you buy it.
Right, with sweat stains and all.
So, Virginia, what are you going to be? Have you had any comics that you've been preparing for the zine fair to debut this year?
Well, actually, I've been working on my first real serial comic story called The Orbs of Power, and I've been doing that for the last 6 months or so. And my goal was to have a 12-page version of that available at the zine fair, but now I might just be doing a 10-page preview of some kind. But I'll definitely be having something new there.
Is page 11 still in progress this week?
Page 10 is still in progress this week, unfortunately.
Well, you know, it's meant to be a preview. It's just be a 10-page mini-comic.
You could always do that.
Yeah, it's, you don't have to put a preview on it. Is it if the 10th page has enough of a little thing going on, you know, it could be 11 pages. It doesn't have to be 12.
That's true. I think I might try to figure some way to make it work, because I really do want to have it for the zine fair.
Well, you got a week and a half.
I don't know, I got to hustle.
Yeah, you got a week and a half.
I know, it's so close, and I still have to print the thing, so.
Yeah.
Andy, what type of programming do we have planned? I'm not going to lie, I have really not paid attention to the programming whatsoever in the process of this.
This year, we actually have an excellent, it's way better than last year. Now, there are a few things from last year that we kind of brought back because they were pretty successful, and you know, we'd like to feature them again. One of those being Stephanie Song. She did a bookbinding workshop last year, and she's doing it again this year, and she's just going to put a different spice on it. She's going to be teaching folks how to bind books with recycled book covers and then recycled materials like old record sleeves, cereal boxes, things like that. So that's pretty cool. And new this year, we have a whole slew of lectures and panel discussions. The first lecture we have actually is from a lady named Caitlin McGurk. She's a guest curator right now at the Billy Ireland Cartooning and Comics Museum in Columbus, Ohio. So she's going to come and she's going to talk about all the great things that are going on there at the museum, which I haven't been yet, but I've heard it's pretty awesome. And then next, we have Danny McCloskey from the Cyberpunk Apocalypse Writers Collective. He's going to be putting together a panel of people, and they're going to talk about zine artists for whom zines were not the main or end goal. You know, and I know that that's sort of the way it is for you, Nick. And it's, same for me. I mean, yeah, you started out making zines, but, you know, in the end, there was something that was going to be bigger coming from it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's the goal, hopefully.
Right.
I mean, if I just ended up with a ton of zines, I'd be okay with that, but...
Yeah. And he's all... I think they're also going to be talking about the business of zines, so we'll see. We also have at the very end, we have Jason Lex and Jim Rugg, and they're going to be cross-interviewing Caitlin McGurk from the Billy Ireland Cartooning and Comics Museum, so that should be pretty interesting. And then throughout the day, we also have zine collections from the Carnegie Library zine collection, and we have zine collections from the Mr. Roboto Project on Penn Avenue. They're a DIY punk venue. And then we also have screen printing with the artist image resource and a zine exploration creation project that is going to be going on with Assemble. They're a arts and innovation gallery on Penn Avenue as well. So that should be pretty cool.
That's some intense stuff right there.
Yeah.
That's a lot.
Yeah.
It's a mouthful.
And all on top of that, too, you're in a place where you can pick up some grub if you want to. And if you get kind of sick, you can go for a walk and then come back to the zine fair again. So there's a lot of different things that you can do while you're there for the day. So you should basically clear out your schedule, get a dog sitter.
Yeah.
And that's what I'm thinking you should do on the 22nd.
Yeah. You're going to be in a beautiful setting there in Oakland. Lots of cool stuff around, you know, besides the zine fair.
Right. Virginia, as an exhibitor, do you have any questions for Andy?
Well, how's it going to be set up? I mean, are the exhibitors going to be sitting behind their own tables? Or are we going to be in, like, a big long line of tables? Or what's the general setup?
Virginia, that's a pretty good question, actually, because I know where that question's coming from, from last year at the first.
It was unique. Theater.
It was unique in the sense how it was set up last year is there was tables in the middle of the room. And the vendors actually sat the customers or visitors were looking at the zines, and then the exhibitors were sitting behind the visitors. So it was kind of weird.
Mm-hmm.
I understand that was definitely kind of awkward. But this year it's going to be a traditional setup where, you know, exhibitors are behind their table and the people looking at their zines are on the other side. So it definitely should be a little more standard this year.
That's cool.
Did we say anything about the raffle yet?
Oh, no, we didn't. Yeah, let's just go ahead and put that out there real quick. We're doing the same thing last year. We're doing a fundraising raffle for Book'em, which is an organization that provides books to prisoners throughout the United States. And, basically the raffle is there's going to be gift certificates from local businesses as well as some services. And what you can do is you can just buy a raffle ticket for $1, put it in to win, you know, any of the various prizes, and hopefully we'll raise a lot of money for that organization. They do really good stuff.
I have seen a lot of the places that we're getting donations from that will be going into the raffle, and it's some pretty cool places. So I think it'll definitely be a desirable thing. It would be a desirable raffle. You'll want to win it, basically. It's not like something where you're like, oh, $5 McDonald's gift card.
Oh, no, they're all local, independently owned businesses. So, you know, that was the main focus in reaching out to those people. So,
Virginia, what would be your perfect day at the zine fair?
Well, my perfect day? I don't know. It would be a nice, sunny day, and lots of people would come through, and I'd get to meet lots of new people and pick up some awesome zines, and that would just be the best.
What would be your worst day at the zine fair?
Oh, no. If nobody showed up, or if rats swarmed the zine fair, or...
What if there was, like, a problem with the sewage lines at the University Center and they broke over the gymnasium?
Oh, no.
That'd
be pretty hilarious. Yeah, that'd be pretty awful.
It'd be memorable, needless to say.
Yeah.
I'll have to remember to wear my boots just in case.
Yeah.
Andy, something that a ton of work has gone into have been the promotional materials and some of the swag that's going along with a Kickstarter we got going on for the zine fair right now. Tell me about some of that. Tell me about the art and you know, just, and I guess that's a good segue, or as we like to say on the Audio Shocker, Sieg into the Kickstarter campaign we got going on.
Okay, well, that was another kind of revamp for this year. Last year, our promotion was okay. I mean, it was standard. You know, we had a poster, we had a few handbill-sized flyers and stuff. And we did some Facebook things, but this year, I mean, we really kind of went over the top. You know, we hooked in through a lot of different social media outlets, whether it be Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and all of that. And then we also pulled from several different artists to make promotional and just make illustrations for some of the merchandise that you can buy at the Zine Fair. And so we have, you know, we have lots of different print applications, whether, you know, we have posters, we have handbill designs, and then we have some bandana designs, and those are designed by Daniel McCloskey. We have a tote bag, which is designed by Steph Neary. The event program features front and back covers from Nils Balls and Juan Fernandez. Juan Fernandez is actually not going to be joining us this year. He's down there in Vermont at the Cartooning, what is that called? Center for Cartoon Studies?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's where he is. So, yeah, we definitely pulled from a lot of local resources, local artists, and to just get them to, you know, help out and make it look like it's truly a Pittsburgh event. So,
and you did the posters.
Yeah, I did the posters. That I think they turned out pretty good. We're actually looking at them right now. So, you know, if you're in Pittsburgh, just be on the lookout for them in your coffee shops, bookstores, libraries.
Mom's apartment,
that's right. Pool.
Sister's car.
The funeral home.
Porta potties.
All of those.
Funeral home. I'm not going to lie. I sort of ran out of things to grill you about. Oh, the Kickstarter. Let's talk about that.
Oh, yeah, the Kickstarter. So, yeah, if you haven't checked out the Kickstarter yet, definitely log on to Kickstarter.com and just type in Pittsburgh Zine Fair. It'll be the first thing that comes up. Check out our hilarious video. We shot that in one single day at my house. It's really, really funny. And we're, you know, we're trying to raise at least $500. And that not only goes to support this year's Zine Fair, but that's going to go to supporting next year's Zine Fair and making sure that we're able to keep going every year and make sure this is available for Pittsburghers.
Yeah, definitely.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah, so contribute. You only have to give a few bucks, and if you give anything over $5, there are incentives that you can get. So you're leaving with swag no matter what.
Oh, yeah, and they're good. The first price, the first reward level is you get five Zine Fair stickers and you get a poster. So it's pretty deesh. I think it's pretty good.
Yeah, I would agree. It was. I looked at it and I was like, "Man, how are we even affording this?
We
how
are.
This work? Yeah, it's perfect."
So yeah, go check it out definitely, and I hope that you guys, you know, can at least afford a buck. That's all we're asking.
Yeah, a little bit goes a long way towards
sure does.
Compensating people that are involved in the programming or paying for materials, all that sort of stuff.
Yeah.
Hey, baby. Thanks for listening to The Audio Shop. All material copyright
2012.
All rights reserved. For more, visit us at www.audioshocker.com or email us at audio@audioshocker.com. All of the views expressed on the show are solely the views of those expressing them and do not necessarily reflect the views of The Audio Shocker. The Audio Shocker is a proud member of the Comics Podcast Network. Our theme songs are performed by Nick Furious, whose music can be found
at nickfurious.com.
So, Andy, earlier in the episode, we mentioned that your anthology, Andromeda, is going to be relaunching next month. Can you tease what we're going to be seeing in the brand new Andromeda number one?
Should I tease?
Just a little.
Dare I? I can tell you one little bit. He's getting pretty famous, I think. You know, he's already had his bit of fame here in Pittsburgh, but he's going to be a first-time Andromeda submitter. A good hint would be he writes comics about hacking. That's not really, but you're going to get that right off the bat, so.
Is it, who's that guy? Collaborated with Kid Rock. Is it Uncle Cracker?
It might be Uncle Cracker. Yeah, it might be Uncle Cracker.
I'm not really a fan of his music, but I hope his comics are better than Ed Piskor's comics.
Yeah, because they're not very good.
No.
I don't know who that guy's trying to fool.
That would be cool. It would be cool to see the nameless person whose name sounds like Ted Misker. It would be cool to see his stuff.
Or Bette Midler.
Yeah, well, that's cool.
Yeah, so it should be pretty good.
If we want to get in on Andromeda number two, when should we Okay, first off, how should we find out how to contact you about it, and then when should we get stuff to you?
Ah, yes. You can check out the whole, like, submission schedule online. It's littletired.wordpress.com. Still working on making an official site.
I think
that's still good. That's still good.
Yeah, it counts.
But yeah, you can go check out the schedule deadlines on there. But I think, if I'm correct, let me just try to remember here. I think that the next round of submissions are due for Andromeda number 2 on December 1st. Yep. It
gives you a month to put it together.
Yeah.
That's cool. I'm looking forward to that.
Yeah.
I'm going to try to get something ready for it. I'm not going to guarantee anything.
There's something I did forget to mention about Andromeda and its new quarterly state. We're going to be, I don't know if anyone out there is familiar with the Kindling Quarterly. It's coming out of West Virginia from a girl named Mariana. And we basically have the same contributor overlap. So for the next issue of Andromeda, we're going to be merging our anthologies. And it's still, shaky at this point. It's, it's confirmed that we're going to do that, but we'll see how the roles play out and, mm-hmm. How each one of us is going to sort of contribute our own expertise.
You mean just for issue number 1 you're merging?
No.
Issue number 2?
2 onward.
Ooh.
Yeah.
So is the name going to change?
No, name is going to still stay the same.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. I think the big thing is that we all have our own little projects that we want to work on. And so this will afford us all a little bit more time to do our own work. And while we still continue to publish others' work and get everyone's stuff out there and share it with the world.
That's cool.
Yeah.
So, Virginia, you were saying that you're working on Orbs of Power right now. I don't think the last time you were on a show you got a chance to talk about that. I don't know if it had even started then. So where can people check it out? How often can they check it out? And what other stuff do you have cooking right now?
Well, they can check it out at my website, which is shieldzinc.com, shieldzinc. I post everything there. I try to post like once a week. I've been a little off schedule lately, but probably starting next week I'll be back to doing one page every week, so people can read it there, or on Facebook, which is, you can find that at Shield Sync as well on Facebook. But that's been my big project for right now. Once I get that done, I'd like to keep making, funny little cartoons, and I'd like to make a few more entries for my Words and Phrases for Getting Around Pittsburgh book. But my priority right now is getting the Orbs of Power done, at least the first issue.
Cool. I'm looking forward to it. I hope it comes out for the zine fair.
Hopefully. I definitely want to have some version of it at the zine fair. But if not, I plan on having the full, 12 pages that I have planned out done probably by the end of October.
Cool. Awesome. It's going to be very cool. I'm going to be at SPX this upcoming weekend. You can check me out at table D5, the A half of the table. And I'm going to have some new stuff there, which you can check out if you go over to nickmarino.net. I'll be putting all that up there tomorrow morning, so by the time people are listening to this, that stuff will be up there. You can see the new products I'm going to have with me. Otherwise, my stuff stays the same. You can check me out at superhaters.com. I got a bunch of other stuff I'm working on. You can pop over to nickmarino.net, keep tabs over there. Sometimes I'll post some new stuff there. Sometimes I won't. But, if you're going to be at SPX next weekend and I don't know you, stop by my table. Say hi. Say that you listen to Sequentia Underground. And if you are going to be going to SPX and you love indie comics and you love small press stuff and you're relatively close to the Pittsburgh region, think about making the trip to come out to the Pittsburgh Zine Fair the following weekend. It's going to be a different type of show. So it's not like you're going to get the same thing that you got at SPX. I mean, there's going to be a wider range of material. It's not going to be as comics focused, let's say. And there's going to be some unique programming that you wouldn't get to see otherwise.